Blog Talk Radio.
Radio MSF.
MSFT. We got Money Girl here, and today's guest we have Salvi. Am I pronouncing that right?
Savali.
Savali? All right.
Savali, yes.
We usually, when we do invites, save it toward the end of the show, but we feel so strongly about how you're sounding. We'll probably even give you a call afterwards and tell you about some packages for upcoming compilation albums. But we wanted to give you an opportunity to actually win a free slot on a compilation album that allegedly will feature the rapper Too Short. And And it's on our, and to enter, we need to know, are you down to come back onto the station for a Freestyle Friday's Battle of the Sexes show to compete for that free slot? Either way, I know who we're lining you up against, and I'm probably going to try to talk to you guys about buying in slots later for a very affordable rate, but to compete for a free slot, are you down to be in our Battle of the Sexes show this Friday?
This Friday? What time?
We'll get a call. We'll do a call with who you'll be competing against and try to arrange something that works good for both of you.
Oh, well, I'll definitely make the time. I can be there.
All right, sounds good. So let's start off with who are some of your inspirations?
I think that that's a very interesting question because I feel like I'm influenced by a lot of people, but some of the people that inspired me the most, I would say, would be Tupac. Also, I would say Drake. I'm a big Drake fan. I absolutely love his rhythm, the way that he can spit at 16. I absolutely love it. Nas, and I would probably say Jay-Z.
Nice. We actually have our on-staff accountant who is now been promoted to on-staff accountant / new co-host, Money Girl. Money Girl, do you have any questions for our artist today? Her line's active. Okay, since we're having trouble getting through to her, tell me about the song Irresistible.
Irresistible. I would like to say that the way that I write is somewhat poetic. I started out with poetry.
All right. Okay, it sounds like Money Girl's back. Okay, she muted her mic.
Okay, I'll finish.
Because I think we're going to play Irresistible.
Okay. Irresistible, I wrote it about a year ago, and what it is it's a song about love. A lot of my music is very poetic, and this song is just like I feel like I wrote it straight from my heart. So I really hope everyone enjoys it.
All right. This is Irresistible.
You gotta do, baby. been choosing me. I really want you and me.
All right, that was irresistible. Let's see, Money Girl, you here with us?
I'm here.
All right. Anyways, do you have a question for our artist of the day?
You know, you listed a whole bunch of really interesting people as your inspiration. You have one particular one out of that pantheon, out of all of those that you really think you draw you the most inspiration from?
The most inspiration? I would probably say Tupac.
Yeah.
I would probably say Tupac, honestly. I know that, you know, he hasn't been around for a long time, but his music is timeless. Like, you can listen to some of his music
right.
from 20 years ago.
Right.
And some of the things that he says still applies. And I feel like that's how my music is. It has a message. I give the voice to the voiceless. And, you know, and I feel like Tupac painted a picture that a lot of parts of the world just didn't see or that they forgot about different populations of the world. And that's kind of what I want to do is paint pictures for people. I tell stories in my songs. And sometimes it's my own personal stories or sometimes it's just a story of someone who needs their story told.
Okay, so do you think of yourself more, and storytellers are artists, but do you think of yourself more as a storyteller?
I would definitely say a storyteller. I would say maybe 60% of my music is storytelling, and then the other 40% is just completely creative art. But I do think that it is a skill that has somewhat been lost, and I even would say arguably that hip hop was formed on storytelling. So I just try to keep that a little bit of the old school and put a little bit of the new school in there. Yeah.
Yeah, as a guy who runs a radio show who does hip hop themselves, I always say the best songs are when you tell the story, tell them about what you've gone through. And since we only have two MP3s, hopefully you can, in addition to the Friday, we also have our ladies' night. And if you can get us an additional MP3, we'll give you an interview on our ladies' night on Saturday as well.
Oh, wow. Absolutely. I can send you over three more if you'd like.
All right. Definitely. And, you know, just this one. So the next song I'm going to play is, you know, I think you gave us some good segue for this next song that I'm going to play. And then we'll get into your talking about your other song that we have on here. But this is a song I recorded called Behind the Eyes of Stats. It's about peeling back the layers of who I am as Big Stats to what I've done and just everything that I go through in daily life and hustle and, you know, real life shit. So this is Behind the Eyes of Stats.
Spendificus exploits of a boy named Matt Frankel. This is Behind the Eyes of Stats. Sometimes I really need somebody. Sometimes I really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Behind the eyes of stats lies the eyes of a boy named Matt Frankel, who gets started as an intellectual, would ladies get sexual. He works some crappy 9-to-5, so he strives for a life much better. Go back to name Big Stats and you'll see more. Sometimes my name Big Stats feels like a chore, because with Big Stats you're always expecting more. Go big or go home, stats.
connected, be mad, Franco. I got December 2014. Wash dishes in the back of a barbecue restaurant, paid unfairly under the table. Who was unable to be stable with the face in the back that one weekend I worked 40 hours and only got paid for 12. To say that job was shit was an insult to shit, because even shit looks back at it and says, now at least I ain't that bad. No, don't be mad, cause I advance and I refuse to let the fact that I've been through mental illness, learning disabilities, drugged out teen raping define me and the capability of what I can achieve. I put all of me in the label MSFP, literally. So just for fun, the abbreviation for Matthew Scott Franco Production. Yeah. So is this behind the eyes of Stan, or is this behind the eyes of Matt? Can't you believe me? Hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Oh.
And that was my song, Behind the Eyes of Stats. We're are live on Radio MSFP. We got Money Girl. We have our guest today. Money Girl, do you have any questions for our guest today?
You're writing all of these basically stories that relate to other people. Do you see yourself as continuing to draw on that experience and produce these a lot more lyric?
Absolutely. I'm actually working on an EP now called Pieces of Me, and I'm getting more personal than I've ever been. My very first CD, Terms and Conditions, it was kind of made at a time when I was going through a lot. I was actually going through a deep depression, and the song itself, Terms and Conditions, was about the terms and conditions of life that we all face. And the CD itself is very therapeutic for me, and for those who also listen to it, they also told me that it was therapeutic for them. So this Pieces of Me is I'm completely healed. I'm the proof that you can overcome if you do the work, if you forgive yourself, if you just push forward towards today and towards the future, and if you're resilient. So I absolutely say I'm continuing that.
Nice. All right, so we have another song from you, and then later on in the show we'll do an encore of one of these songs in our closer before we finish with the live portion of the show. Hopefully you're willing to stay on with us over time for our rapid fire questions. That's a lot of fun. It's a new segment we do for the people who stay on and listen to the archived podcast versions of these shows.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So, tell us about this song, Checked, I believe it's called.
One second here. This song is actually called Pardon Me.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight, too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come, coming out the slums? Give a dollar to a bum, can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Define happiness, this life's immaculate. Quite miraculous, okay, precise, accurate. When I slow down my flows, the truth is exposed. I open the door to hope and success. This year I've been blessed, I keep a clear head, I poke on my chest. Putting this life to a test, I grow harder. Life is larger, I'm getting smarter. Living the life of a martyr. Nearly departed, they live in my heart. And I'm a star in something like a Martian. Please pardon me,
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
This life's comprised of many surprises. You've been advised to open your eyes and capitalize it. You'll realize there's more to life. You're minimizing exercise till you're energized. Then colonized and civilized. They penalize this and analyze this. So we organize to put this to the skies and revitalize us. It's time to harmonize us and stabilize us. We recognize it's our time, yeah.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Yeah, okay, so there was the song you were about to tell us about it, and I think sometimes with when you plan to only have one DJ in a show and you wind up having two, sometimes songs get so hot that they just start playing themselves. So, but anyways, tell us about that song.
Yes, that song is called Pardon Me, and the person singing on that, his name is Kay Cindy. That song means a lot to me because what it's basically saying is to stay encouraged. It's also saying to, you know, that a lot of times we may feel like we're not being recognized, but we actually are. And, again, it's giving that voice to the voiceless. So I do think that I do speak for a lot of generations. I'm kind of like a Martin Luther King Jr., but in a female perspective, and I do it with rap. So that's pretty much what that song is about. It's kind of like, pardon me, excuse me if I offend you, but this is the truth.
All right. Money Girl, do you have any questions for our artist today?
I know you talk about being a voice for the voiceless. Do you ever see yourself taking that activism beyond your art?
Do
you ever see yourself being more active?
Yes, absolutely. So I actually do film as well, and I've made a few movies about it. I've spoken about it on several different platforms. And I'm a leader in real life as well, outside of my music. And I also uplift and encourage. I have a team of 18 people, and I do that every single day. So I walk it in my everyday life. Any person I come into contact with, I try to tell them what I stand for and how we can, you know, push the movement forward.
All right. Earlier you mentioned about being inspired by Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z has done a lot within his career, and I know that and he's a big fan of collaborations, even with collaborations that that you wouldn't necessarily expect from Jay-Z to collaborate with. So tell me about how you pick some of the people you collaborate with.
Did you say tell me about how I pick people to collaborate with?
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of times it's off of social media or through mutual friends. I usually do have to hear their music first. I'm very particular about who I'll do a song with, just because I have very high ethics. For people who've been following me for a long time, they will know that I don't cuss in any of my music. A lot, my music is completely as clean as it can be. So usually when I do work with someone, that is a standard or something that we talk about, and they usually are okay with it. And the reason why I don't cuss in my music is my little cousin, who is 12 years old, she's like one of my biggest fans, and I just try to make sure that it's clean enough to where kids can still hear it.
Huh.
Awesome.
That's cool. I mean, I was just listening in for the music, but I didn't even notice if you cussed it or not. I'm just was a fan of the music.
Lot of people usually don't realize that. That's funny that you said that.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna toss it to one. I'm going to toss this for the next song I'm going to play to a very unique collaboration Jay-Z did. This was early 2000s. Jay-Z did a whole EP with the rock band Linkin Park, and this was one of their biggest collaboration hits. I'm a toss it to Numb Encore, but Linkin Park and Jay-Z.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? There should be no more, so for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's great for dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, global spread. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see? You can't replace him with cheap imitations from these generations. Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. You knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait for you. From RC to Madison Square, so the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably mean you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cops have to take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing.
One thing.
I came, I saw, I conquered. A record sale, sold out concert. Motherfucker, if you want this encore, I need you to scream to your lungs. So, come on.
All right. That was Numb Encore by Linkin Park and Jay-Z. We have our guest of the day in with us as well as our co-host, Money Girl. Money Girl, do you have any questions for our guest today? Money Girl, you there?
Yeah, sorry, I was checking a couple things. You know, those wild debits and credits. Okay.
Money Girl at action.
So you talked about being an inspiration to your 12-year-old niece. Do you always see yourself as, and you talked about having a team of people that you motivate every day. Do you see that expanding?
Absolutely. I think when you have a good message and you just naturally want to see people succeed and you give good advice, then I think naturally you'll get a larger following. So absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, artists in today's day have to come up with new and creative ways to stay active with this whole COVID-19 thing. What have you been doing to stay active amongst this whole COVID-19 thing?
I've been doing a lot of things. I've been meditating, I've been writing, I've been making music. Like I said, I do movies as well. I've been editing. I've been doing a host of things. I keep myself busy because if you keep yourself busy, then you kind of escape from the reality that we're actually living in, you know. Also, I'm practicing the safety measures, doing the 6 feet away, only going out when I need to. And I do think that is very important so that we can, you know, stop the spread of it.
Right. Anyways, so I'm going to toss it to another song right now. We're going to toss it to a song called... All right. Actually, I'm going to let my guest decide which song we toss it to. Okay, so I'm debating between two songs. One is a song that's primarily led by another female rapper, which from my own group called 2-in-1, and it discusses both of our love for women. And so that's option one. Option two is from a gospel reggae artist named Zacchaeus, who's actually going to be appearing on this compilation album. And the song is called I Will Trust. So those are the two options. So I'm going to let our guest decide what the next song we play is.
Option two, please.
Ooh.
Yay!
All right. Here we go.
Hallelujah. We give you thanks, O Lord. We give you thanks, O Lord. Glory unto be to thy name, O Father.
I will trust in the name of the Lord.
We give you thanks, oh Lord. All the trials and tribulations that we just go through. Sometimes we have no money. Sometimes we have nothing in our pocket. But Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I will trust. I will trust. I will trust in the name of the Lord.
Money Girl, do you have any questions for our guest today?
Say that.
All right. Well, in that case, I'll ask you a question.
Thank you.
And the question I have for you is, for people listening, if they want to try to find you online, what are some of the places they can find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at @so_Savali, and that's SAVALI. You can also find me on Facebook. I actually have just my individual page, and my name is Chantelle Richards. That's Chantelle. Last name Richards, RICHARDS. And then you can also go to YouTube. I have a page on there, Savali, SAVALI.
All right, Money Girl, are you there?
I'm here. I'm back from the land of, debits and credits.
All right, back from the land of debits and credits. Ready to ask our guest another question?
I sure am. You talked about staying positive, particularly with everything going on. What do you use to motivate your team every day? How do you keep them? What message do you give to them to keep them positive?
I actually have a quote of the day every day, and it's usually something very positive or something uplifting. So I share that with them every day. I also do life coaching exercises, trying to help them get to the very next step of either their career or help them get through life situations. And I also do one-on-ones with them where I just check in with them, ask them how they're doing. Or I'll send them like a message chat, just uplifting them, letting them know of the great things that they've done.
Now, follow up to that. Do you find it's more important to check in now? Do you find it's more important to check in now than it was previously?
Oh, absolutely. I do think that a lot of people may be suffering from depression due to a lack of vitamin D, which comes from the sun. So it is very important to just check on people, especially people who live by themselves. Loneliness can be, can be a big enemy. So you just have to make sure that you're still talking to people who can encourage you and uplift you and, bring you through these difficult times.
Cool.
Nice. And while we're on the topic of staying positive, we actually have a song on here called Stay Positive by an artist on my label, Skippa. It features Princess Poppet, Sierra Sky, and I'm in the hooks, singing the hooks for this one. So this is Stay Positive by Skippa, featuring Princess Poppet, Sierra Sky, and yours truly, Big Stats. Here we go.
Ayo, yeah, it's yeah. MSF. And, okay, check this out. It's a baby. Yo, I'm in it all with a bit of positivity. Needs all the hidden negativity thrown at me, yeah. We need to ride with the ones who are enemies. For the one that shows love, I'm a daily. That's my everyday source of remedy. That keeps me acting so very friendly. The feeling inside to be shown upon my face. Can't let the grief and pain eat away at me, yeah. Take it all away, we gotta stay true to ourselves. So let the tears show any trace. Nah, we gotta keep working, staying true to this money making game. And they also want it, desire, and I can wait. 2 more years, I'll never be there. In December, I'll hit 30. I'm still single after all these years, I can start to worry. For now, my mind's focused on my family, friends, and music journey. Gotta figure out where my life's gonna lead me, guide me, take me. I want my life to be blessed with my ultimate dream. Clean fire, loyal, honest, loving, feeling wifey. Can't let my search for love, you know, blind me. Trying to put a positive, yo, stay positive. What's the point thinking negative? It's part of the logic, you know, that I've been taught. Not young anymore, I've been around the block. So people to understand the way I've been brought up. That is my fault, you know, it is they have like being better communicating and being less aware, yeah. Better time though, than sitting out of prayer. This world is sometimes cruel and unjustified. No matter how hard I seem to try, the more I wait, you know, the more I fear. The more pain I obtain, and down comes the tears. Can't have that any longer. Gotta keep my head up, keep on treading water. Keep reaching for the stars, can bound to go farther. Yeah, I'll tell you, huh? Stay positive, that's my way of living. Gotta stay A-game, laid back and chilling. Truly knew me, you hit me with a comment. So my lyrics, you know, be relevant. To what I'm feeling, dealing with this exact moment. Life is tough, but I gotta keep on moving. Through the rough patches and crazy mazes. Lately my head's been facey, I just can't face it. Now's my turn, you know, to embrace it. Get a taste of new worlds we are approaching. And something y'all are born in 1987. Yeah.
For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl, don't mess around with my love. For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true, girl, don't mess around with my love. For you, girl, only you, girl, I'll be true.
As I think about my life, always trying to find a positive thing to write. I try to hold when in front of you, you see them flashy lights of negativity, you can't get it out of sight. Be careful of the choice you make, just make sure you raise the bar to the greatest state. It's funny how life switches lanes, the same folks that rockin' with you always fall off for the shame. Pop it style, I guess I'd be the one to drop. You might see me slip on a rock, but like Diddy, I told them nah, I won't stop. That's the only way I know how to be. And you can never, ever, ever get the best of me. Leaving the bullshit to the side, living happily. Staying positive is the only way to live. I mean, what do you really get out of being negative? It's a disease of the mind, it comes repetitive. And there's no cure for it, even if you take a sedative. Haha, you can't hold a good woman down. Check my track record, always stay consistent. Only letting positivity in my existence, no matter the distance. Pop it on the track.
I'll be true, girl.
All right, that was Stay Positive by Skippa and friends, we'll just say. Savali, I want you to take us, what we're going to do next is I want you to take us, choose one of the two songs and tell us the backstory behind it. We're going to play that song, then I'm going to have you do the same thing with the backstory of recording on the second song. So whichever one you want to start off with first.
Irresistible.
Cool.
All right, so okay, so what's the backstory with Irresistible leading up to recording it and just what was going on in the recording studio when recording that one?
This one, my friend actually had a traveling studio, so he came over to my apartment, and we talked about what the theme was going to be for the song, and we said it was going to be a love song, and his name is actually Focus, the guy that's on the hook. I told him, I said, you know, at the point of time, what I was kind of going through is, you know, basically, I believe the song goes, do what you got to do, basically just saying, do whatever you have to do. I'm going to do what I have to do, but I would prefer to be together. And I do think that a lot of times in relationships that happens, that two people aren't on the same page. But once you do get on the same page, then the story is that much more beautiful.
All right. So here it is. This is Irresistible.
Other song is Pardon Me. This song was written probably like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and this song, my producer at the time literally came over again with another traveling studio, and he came over with a partner of his, and he said, you know, I think you two would sound great together. I know you guys did a song a while back, and you guys should try to do one again. So we made the song. He made his hook, and we tried to make sure that it kind of made sense, and, you know, and that the message was powerful. So even the video was fun making. I do have a video that's out there on YouTube, Pardon Me by Savali featuring Kay Fendi. You can check that out. It's a very powerful video, and it actually features, I believe, a protest, a live protest. And you didn't ask me, but I'm actually from Akron, Ohio, but I live in Columbus, Ohio.
Nice. All right, so here it is. You want to introduce it?
Absolutely. So this is Savali featuring K. Cindy, Pardon Me.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming out the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Define happiness. This life's immaculate. Quite miraculous. Precise. Accurate. When I slow down my flows, the truth is exposed. I open the door to hope and success. This year I've been blessed. I keep a clear head. I poke on my chest. Putting this life to a test. I grow harder. Life is larger. I'm getting smarter. Living the life of a martyr. Nearly departed. They live in my heart. And I'm a star in something like a Martian. Please pardon me,
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
This life's comprised of many surprises. You've been advised to open your eyes and capitalize it. You'll realize there's more to life. You're minimizing exercise till you're energized and colonized and civilized. They penalize this and analyze this. So we organize to put this to the skies and revitalize us. It's time to harmonize us and stabilize us. We recognize it's our time, yeah.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
All right, so Savali, I wanted to, you know, this is a question that we used to ask of our guests all the time. We haven't asked this recently, but the question is, who would your fan base actually be surprised to know that you yourself are a fan of?
Well, that's a good question to ask. I actually like Cardi B. I like Cardi B. I respect what she's doing. I respect what she's done for women hip-hop. I also like Nicki Minaj as well. I would probably say people would be a little surprised to know that I do like those two ladies, but I do think they have some good content out there.
Yeah, I would agree. They do have good content. All right, so for our encore song, before we go into the podcast part of our show, so to close out the live version of our show, I'd like you to actually introduce which song we're going to give an encore play to now, and tell us in 30 seconds why.
Okay, I would say please give
part of me, another an encore, just because it has a very relevant message. The song talks about, you know, how we have, how it's hard to trust our family and how sometimes we can actually trust strangers more. And it also talks about just coming together and harmonizing as one group of people. And I would say it's a great song. So I vote for Part of Me, and you should too. Part of Me by Savali and Kay Cindy.
Here we go.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming out the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Define happiness. This life's immaculate. Quite miraculous. Precise. Accurate. When I slow down my flows, the truth is exposed. I open the door to hope and success. This year I've been blessed. I keep a clear head. I poke on my chest. Putting this life to a test. I grow harder. Life is larger. I'm getting smarter. Living the life of a martyr. Nearly departed. They live in my heart. I'm a star in something like a Martian. Please pardon me,
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
This life's comprised of many surprises. You've been advised to open your eyes and capitalize it. You'll realize there's more to life. You're minimizing exercise till you're energized. Then colonized and civilized. They penalize this and analyze this. So we organize to put this to the skies and revitalize us. It's time to harmonize us and stabilize us. We recognize it's our time, yeah.
I've been stressing on this journey that's in front of me. I ain't tripping, never slipping on my history. I'ma keep it straight. Too many scenes and this ain't even a movie. It's not even a movie, yeah. Can't you see how far I come? Coming up the slums. Give a dollar to a bum. Can't trust the ones you love. 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 Can't trust the ones you love.
Alright, so we've reached the podcast part of our show. So I want to thank all those people who actually listened to the live version and then went back just so they could listen to this part of the show. Because this is the part of the show you will only hear if you actually listened to the archived podcast. This is our overtime period where we do our rapid fire questions. So this is how rapid fire questions work. So everyone on the line gets a turn to ask the other two people on the line rapid fire questions. So for example, Savali will start out. She will get the opportunity to ask a question of me and Money Girl. Then Money Girl will go and be able to ask a question of Savali and me. And then I will go and be able to ask a question of Savali and Money Girl. You got that?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. We're good.
Okay, so Savali, since you're the guest, I'm going to let you start it off for rapid fire questions.
Okay, so my question is to you. So I noticed we heard a couple of your songs tonight.
What would you say inspires you as an artist?
You know, I actually have, like, as an artist, like, what inspires me or who are my inspirations? Or both?
Yeah, maybe both. Let's try both.
You know, I kind of jokingly say that I sometimes strive to be almost like the love child of Simon Cowell, Michael Jackson, Howard Stern, of those three people, because I love doing these radio shows, and I love, you know, and my radio show is an uncensored station, so sometimes we do push the envelope a little. And with Simon Cowell, with just how he can spot the acts, you know, I'm also a part-time student, and I just got accepted for the music industry program at Cal State Northridge, and trying to run my own label as an artist, you know, running a label for artists, brand by artists. So I bring Simon Cowell into the mix, and then I bring Michael Jackson into that mix because I'm a fan of his dedication to his craft. You know, he would always put 110%. He would, when he goes out and performs a show, he puts on a show, you know, with all the movements and everything. And I think to tell a story to actually put on a show when you're doing an actual show, you know, because you'll see some rappers out there, you know, who might not move around as much. And I think, you know, if you're going out there to entertain, might as well go balls to the wall, excuse the expression, and really go out there to entertain. And who greater of a, you know, as a rapper, yeah, I'm inspired by Tupac. I'm also inspired by, like MC Hammer, and, you know, those performance hip hop artists who would actually move around and do stuff on stage. You know, I think, you know, if you can do that, then do that. So they've been real inspiration to me. And then when it comes to just songwriting in general, I'm really inspired by things going on in my life, my emotions. You know, I was actually, you mentioned Tupac earlier, and I was actually in a workshop for a while, and it just started back up digitally with Tupac's first manager, Layla Steinberg, and she would give topics, and in the original workshop, Tupac was actually part of the original workshop. She's been doing this that long. Like, she started the workshop with Tupac and Ray Love and all them, and still is doing these workshops. And, you know, my current album that I'm working on, pretty much all the songs were inspired by topics that Layla gave out, and it really helped me dig deep into my personal life to peel back the layers of Big Stats to show who Matt Frankel was, you know, to tell the story for Big Stats to tell the story of Matt Frankel, who, you know, the person who is the man behind Big Stats. So, big shout out to Layla Steinberg. All right. So, your question for Money Girl?
Money Girl, how long have you been in your position?
Well, I have been doing and around accounting for 10 years. I just got my degree, and I'm working towards my CPA, and I happen to have been mentored by some fantastic people. So, like I said, I've been around it for 10 years. I appreciate Big Stats giving me this opportunity because he believes in me. And so many people I've been up against, like, yeah, nah. So I appreciate it. So I'm still, you know, my life is still an open page and there's still a lot left to be written.
Amazing.
Don't
listen.
Okay.
All right, so Money Girl, it's your turn to ask us two questions.
Okay, I'm going back and I'm going to rely on my little Rolodex file folder full of that's the one question I always ask people. And it's, you know, your songs are intellectual property. What are you doing to protect them?
A lot of my music, it is actually, like, I've purchased the instrumentals through producers. A lot of it is copyrighted. Some of my older stuff is not, but I still wanted the message to get out there. Some of my older stuff is just the old school version. You mail it to yourself, and then, that's the copy of it. So some of my older stuff, I've been rapping for 11, 12 years. So some of my very beginning music is not copyrighted, but I would say about 80 to 90% of my newer stuff absolutely is.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. And so you have a question for me too?
Okay. Yeah, actually, you talk about, you know, clearly I have other things that I am besides Money Girl. How do you merge Matt and Big Stats? Because we all wear a lot of hats.
That is a real interesting question. And for a long period of time, the answer was until working on this project, the answer was I didn't. Matt Frankel was working these jobs, like, in a, you know, under the table at a barbecue restaurant and doing all these, you know, jobs to try to really sustain the career of Big Stats and the company of MSFP. So for a long period of time, there was a partition between the two, and that's why I'm so grateful for, you know, like I said earlier, for meeting Layla Steinberg, because these topic matters that she would have, you know, made me have to write as Big Stats about Matt Frankel. So I'm so excited. I can't wait for this new album to come out because it's autobiographical. It talks about everything from being Big Stats to being Matt Frankel and everything in between. You know, I have one song on there that I haven't even released yet where I talk about actually working for another label briefly that I can't legally mention because this particular label is actually in a lawsuit with Universal. Their paperwork looked all legit. I was working for them, and I was at the time I was trying to sign a singer that I found on YouTube by the name of Christina Grimmie, and I was so surprised that 6 months later I saw this same girl on The Voice, and then I was even shocked later that a couple years ago she was doing a concert, and she was shot by a crazed fan. And it's like, it was so surreal because I was trying to sign her. She had gotten all this success. I never physically met this girl, Christina Grimmie, but I'm now connected to her and her story because of this experience. And so I wrote a song about the that was even exterior to myself and as Matt and Big Stats about, you know, just viewing the news about the gun violence with people in the recording industry. You know, how is there not justice for people like Biggie and Pac? You know, I talk in this song about Selena Quintanilla Perez, and this is a song that, you know, because a lot of my songs have been based on emotions, but this was a challenge. I did this song and writing my Tupac tribute song were the two biggest challenges on my upcoming album. But I'm glad I was challenged that way to even go outside of myself. I know I kind of got a little sidetracked on the question there, but I also answered it a bit in the beginning. And so I'm interested to see after my new album, Splendificus Exploits of a Boy Named Matt Frankel, once it actually can finally drop, I'm excited to see what the next chapter is for me. I know I'm going to be working with my group, MSFP crew, be working with my artists, and it'll be interesting to see what the next chapter for me is and if it becomes easier to not partition off Big Stats and Matt Frankel, since they are both very much a part of me.
Cool.
All right. So my questions. Let's see. All right. All right, so let's start with Money Girl. Okay. When it comes to, so when you're with a client in the past and it comes to them having to take the move to invest in becoming either an LLC or an S corp, what factors into that final decision?
Okay. How do you want to be able to grow your brand and to sell it is one. You know, do you want to have to worry about partners? Because even with an LLC, you do have partners and you do have some accountability. Not at the same level as you have with an S corp, but an S corp is limited. It only has 100 people. You can only sell 100 shares. So, you know, and you have to have
so
it
and
have to be managed, and it costs more. So you need to be able to do some accounting, and you have to have, you know, minutes and board meetings on a regular basis and produce those reports. So if you're willing to put in that kind of time, I would say an S corp, because they both will protect you. An S corp more so than an LLC, because there are limits to the protections of an LLC, particularly here in California.
And to Savali, if there's one message you could leave for people, you know, that one message, if you want them to take home one thing from this interview today, a message, what would it be?
I think it's a very simple message, but it's love yourself. I don't think enough of us love ourselves or treat ourselves right or even tell ourselves the right things every day. You have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be able to you know, get yourself excited for things that may not be exciting. You know, just being in that right mindset every single day and putting your best foot forward every day, even on the days where you don't feel that well. Some of the best advice I ever was given was, I asked someone, I said, well, how was your day? And the person said, well, I never have a bad day. I only have bad moments. So I try to live my life like that, where I don't let one thing just set me off or make me upset or mad. I just let that moment be what it is. I feel it. I'm there. I'm present in the moment. And then I let it go, and then I move along throughout the rest of the day, because you never know who needs a word of inspiration or who needs, you know, a little bit of uplifting. So I just try to spread as much joy and love and happiness and faith as possible.
All right, that sounds awesome. So before we sign out today, I'm going to toss it to one more song. This is Justin Timberlake featuring T.I. with My Love.
I'm not the woman that can take us from my...
I don't know what she hesitates for.
past, fan from food to Japan. Listen, baby, I don't wanna ruin your plan. But if you got a man, try to lose him if you can. Cause the girls real wide, throw their hands up high when they wanna come and kick it with a stand up guy. And you don't really wanna let a chance go by. Cause you ain't been seen with a man so fly. Baby, friend so fly, I can't go fly. Private, cause I handle my BI. They call me Candle Guy. Simply cause I am on fire. I hate to have to cancel my vacation, so you can't deny. I'm patient, but I ain't gon' try. You don't come, I ain't gon' die. Hold up, what you mean you can't go wide? Me and your boyfriend, we ain't no tie. You say you wanna kick it when I ain't so high. Well, baby, it's obvious that I ain't your guy. I ain't gon' lie, I'll be in your space. Don't forget your face, I swear I will. Same Bart, same bullet, anywhere I cheer. Just bring with me a pair, I will.
I can see us holding hands, talking on the beach, our toes in the sand. I can see us on the beach's side, sitting on the grass, on the side. You can be my baby. When you look at my lady, girl, you amaze me. Ain't gotta do nothing crazy. See, all I want you to do is be my love. My love. My love. My love.
That was My Love by Justin Timberlake featuring T.I. Before we close out the show, I'd just like to talk about what's coming up for later this week. Tomorrow night is our next installment of MSFP Crew Virtual Rehearsal Night. Then Friday, we have Freestyle Friday, and I think it's confirmed that Savali got a little tongue tied there. That Savali is going to be competing. Is that correct, Savali?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then Savali, you're also coming back Saturday for our ladies' night show. Is that also correct?
That is correct.
All right, and then to wrap up our week, Sunday is always a mystery on what we're doing Sunday because we have alternating programming. There's a good chance that unless someone comes in for our infomercial Sunday, there's a very good chance that we're going to have the return of the comic coach CPS. the comic sports coach to do his sports commentary, and this is a very interesting show because the second half of the show, it's a 2-hour show. We don't normally do a 2-hour show, but the second half of the show, the coach actually gets coached in the areas of love and romance. So tune in for our other shows. I want to thank my co-host today, Money Girl. I want to thank our guest, Savali, and we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.